right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Wow.
Wow. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you ever get those voice lessons like we talked about?
That's a really good question. And I actually did teach them. I was teaching them.
Really?
Is that what you meant? Because I'm the teacher of the lessons for.
No, I'm thinking more about I recommended you to a woman who she does voice lessons for people who are really very, very, very early in singing.
Oh, early singers?
Like starting out. And I thought that would be perfect for you because
starting their professional path. It can be hard to navigate when everybody wants you.
Most of her clients are new students. Most of them actually are still young kids, really.
Oh, babies.
But I thought that was about where you were, novice level.
Interesting. That went right. I went right to Adele's teacher. I did. And I taught her.
You know, that's interesting because I'm actually Adele's teacher. And
you are.
And I don't remember you coming in.
Are we talking about the same Adele? Because I think that's the problem is I'm thinking of the Adele that is people know. And you, I know, have a friend named Adele, you know, and Adele. And it is a common name, so I can see how, you know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking of Adele Atkins. That's her real last name, which I'm sure you didn't know because you don't know everything about vocalists, but I do.
God bless her. I saw her on TikTok just the other day watching a baby who was crying and then smiled when Adele started singing.
I told her to stop posting things like that.
Yeah, it's just like we all know you've seen the video.
We get it. You're thin now. She brings it up a lot.
Yeah. That she's thin.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Ozempic.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Oh. Ozempic. Have you been? Who are you now?
Depressed. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Well, I'm good.
How was Colorado?
It was good. It was very fun. So Red Rocks. Have you been to Red Rocks? No.
No.
Okay, so that's the concert venue, but it's like famous.
And it's outside, yes.
It's like built into the rocks, which are red.
Right.
And it's thin air in Colorado, as you know.
Oh my God. You got to be guzzling water.
And thin air up there, too. It's very like, you know, you're trying to just...
It's hard to breathe. It's hard to breathe.
So fortunately, it is so many stairs. So many stairs. I thought all of the videos of girlies on TikTok being like, Red Rocks was a joke. It's not.
No.
So I did spend... There's only a bathroom at the very top and at the very bottom.
No.
And so obviously I'm drinking because it's my birthday and we're at a fucking DJ concert.
Yeah, come on.
And so pretty much I spent the whole time we were there just walking the stairs because by the time I would get back from the bathroom, I'd be like, I gotta go. It's been at one point I literally stopped halfway down and got a hot dog, ate it, and then kept going. And then it was freezing, number one. It got so cold and windy, and I was like, I don't have appropriate clothes. So I did have to go to the gift shop and spend like $150 on a sweatshirt and a hat because I was afraid I was going to die. And then as soon as I got back, it did start torrentially hailing. And they turned off the music and made an announcement for everyone to find shelter as soon as possible.
What?
Because it's like hailing. It was like hail, like big hail ass balls coming down, like pouring rain, but with big ass hail balls. And everybody at the whole place is fucked up on something.
Yeah. And the venue's like, hide, good luck.
And it's like, well, they have like a visitor center that's big enough for everyone. But of course, I'm not of pure mind. Okay. We're at a DJ concert. And I'm like, I'm not going into there. Like, I'm not going in there. It's going to be a stampede.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm staying. I'm taking my chances standing outside of the visitor center because I'm not trying to go in and get stampeded on these stairs.
Okay.
And then it was hailing for a long... number one, my friends go up. We're all running. We kind of separate. I have a video because there's hundreds of people pouring into the visitor center. Where are my friends? I look to the right. They're the only people at the bar asking if they're still serving.
Oh my God.
Outside getting themselves. So that's where everyone was at. They do announce after about 45 minutes that things are starting back up, but it's just now raining. So I'm obviously like, oh my God, I would rather be anywhere else.
Do anything else.
Unfortunately, everyone was on the same page and we were like, let's just fucking go home. And we had a limousine waiting for us because my friend did get a limo.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was like a prom limousine. I don't even want to know what happened in the back of this car. Like,
ew.
There was also 10 of us. It was so tight in that limo.
Oh man.
He like, when he picked us up, was like, okay, the only rules basically like, you can do whatever you want back here. Just don't burn the seats and don't open the door. And I was like, what?
That the only rule is don't cause a fire or commit suicide?
Like, basically being like, it's okay to smoke back here, but don't burn my seats.
Wow.
And it was very, yeah. So anyway, it was fun. We were home. We were back to where we were staying by like 8:30.
Oh my God. Wow.
Because it started at like 4:30.
Oh my God.
It was,
and how was the sleeping arrangements?
Way nicer than I imagined.
Okay. Okay, great.
Because the guy that, so it's like my friend Nina's, the guy she's like seeing, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know if they're like dating. They've been like, I don't know. But, he owns the house.
Okay. It's a house.
It's a house, and he Airbnbs it out often.
Oh.
So it's like set up for
Airbnb
that. And he was there too. So
okay.
It was really great. And there was like 3 bedrooms with king beds.
Right.
And then there was like this big room in the basement that had 2 queen like air mattress set, like one queen, like really nice air mattress set up, 1 pull-out sofa that was like a queen also.
Wow.
And then upstairs, the couch pulled into a queen bed too. And then there was also like, so plenty of room. I was...
Oh my God, God bless.
I know. And they gave me like a room because it was my birthday.
Oh my God.
I did like share the bed with my friend, but it was still...
Good.
It was really... The arrangements were much better than I thought going into it.
God bless.
He was the nicest man. Let me tell you, this man, we should all be so lucky.
Oh, fuck. Lock it down, Nina. Lock it down.
I don't even think they're like officially dating. This man has her, 8 of her girlfriends and her gay friend, most of whom he hasn't even met.
Yeah.
We get to the house. The fridge is stocked with fresh fruit.
Oh.
Veggies, snacks.
Oh.
All the kinds of alcohol you can imagine. He made breakfast in the morning on Saturday.
No.
He had one of those really rich people coffee machines.
It's
where you just literally hit cappuccino double and it just boop, 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 boop.
Boop, boop, boop.
Steam, steam, steam. Pour. It was.
Yeah.
Across the board. And then we went to the aquarium, which I fucking live for.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what they had at the aquarium. Tigers. Isn't that weird?
Wait. Yeah, what's the tiger doing at the aquarium? He got lost in the zoo?
Let me tell you, it was the nicest tiger exhibit I've ever seen. This thing was enormous. It was like 3 fucking stories. They had a waterfall in there.
Wow.
2 tigers. Almost too nice, if I'm being honest, because the tigers had places. There was only 2 of them, and they could hide so many places. We, like, caught a glimpse of a paw at one point because they're, like... The otter exhibit was amazing. I love otters.
I love otters. Otters are really fabulous.
They're so fun. They like to have fun.
They're fun. They're groups. They love a group.
I was thinking an animated film about otters would be such a fun thing.
Let's do that.
And their exhibit, they even had like, it's like the big thing where they can swim and they have trees and all of this. And then there's like a tube thing. And I was like, what is this? Like little, like
a slide.
There's like a glass, but it goes into like their little sleeping den, which was like full of fake hay. And like, it was just, they seemed like happy otters. I'll say that.
Oh my God. I would be if I were an otter.
What else did we do? It was fun. It was good. How was your...
I'm not as exciting as that. That is really exciting.
It was. I mean, we did a lot of just like hanging out, which was nice.
Oh my God. That's so fun and nice. Are you kidding? I love that. And it was a successful birthday.
It was a successful birthday. It was more low-key than I thought it was going to be, which is what I would have wanted. So I was glad.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Wow.
Because they were like, let's go to a bar or whatever. And I was like, I know how these people operate. So I was like, why don't we go back to the place and we can all change and stuff?
Yeah.
And then and I knew, I'm like, once we get back to the house, everyone's going to be like, let's just fucking...
Yeah, let's wear sweats and just soak into that. Good for you.
So that's what we
did. You got to make it their idea. Yeah.
We did like, just like fun, dumb stuff. Timing, how long I could stand on one foot, that kind of thing.
That's fun. How long?
Okay, well, it all started because in the morning, my friend Jade, I was like, we were having breakfast, roast, smoking a bone, you know, while in Colorado. And I was like, how long do you think I could stand on one foot? And she was like, 35 seconds. And I was like, 35 seconds? That's all you're going to give me?
Yeah, what?
And she was like, what, you think you can do more? And I was like, then 35 seconds? Yeah, I fucking think I can stand on one foot for longer than 35 fucking seconds. Let's time it. And so we timed. And then at 1 minute, she was like, it's been a minute. So then I quit.
Okay.
But then later when we were fucked up, we decided to do an experiment and see if I could beat my time while fucked up.
What?
And I went for 2 minutes before quitting.
You're practically a flamingo.
So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
That's incredible.
But,
I love that.
And how...
I love weird competitive games like that. Like, when I was in Colorado, I did that thing where it's like a skateboard on a tube, and you have to balance on this, like, board while it's on... And I had the most fun of my life. I actually love balance.
Did you do well?
I did really well. I went black belt almost immediately.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you. And at first I was scared to get on it.
What did I? Oh, I did. I also waited at the tiger exhibit because there was a woman sitting there with her child. And she was like, they feed them at 4. And it was 3:55. So we waited until 4:15 and they never fed them.
Oh. And you said, ma'am, who are your sources?
Well, there was an employee standing there, too, at the time. And we're like, are they feeding them? And he's like, yeah, but they have to do it from the top. And then he was like, well, sometimes if it's understaffed, like, they don't. And I was like, they don't feed the tigers if it's understaffed?
What?
And he was like, well, he called it something else. Like, basically, they give them, like, it's like stimulation time.
Oh, okay.
So they like
sure.
play with a toy or some shit. But my friend who like loves shrooms, had a full, I was like, I'll give you $500 to throw one of your shroom bars over the exhibit.
See the stimulation.
Can you imagine?
No.
They're like, wow, these tigers have not been so
at peace,
or they could just be losing their minds, going crazy,
crying, sobbing, ripping things up. Ay.
But anyway,
yeah,
how's Miss Jessie?
I'm doing okay. I did end up going to karaoke for my friend's birthday.
Oh,
and I did end up singing Alanis Morissette, and it was a hit.
Well, it always is.
It always is, and I was really proud of myself because I actually realized I don't think I've ever sung alone karaoke.
Really?
I always get a buddy or I don't do it.
Was it fun?
It was fun.
Why are you hesitating?
Because I think karaoke sometimes isn't fun, so I'm surprised when it is fun.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be drinking, which I'm sure you were not.
I was trying a little bit. Yeah, it's like you should be buzzed. At you know, least. You should be buzzed, especially when it's like not even all your friends. Like you don't even know everybody. You're like, hi. What are you gonna sing? Yeah. Like it's just it's a nightmare kind of. So like at the beginning, it's so tense a little tight in the room, and then like by the end, everyone's having fun.
I hate the thing about karaoke when someone tries talking to you, because I'm like, I can't hear.
Yeah, that's, you can't talk to people. You're like, what? Sorry.
It is an interesting birthday choice, because I'm like, we're all just kind of waiting around listening to Suzanne sing.
Well, hats off to my friend who's clearly doing well and fun, because we got there and all of a sudden it was like, oh, it's wristbands. It's open bar.
Whoa.
Like my friend, and then I was like, oh, sorry, we're getting turned up. Like,
and Jesse was like, may I have one small, can I have a glass of rosé with a mozzarella sticks?
With the mozzarella. Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, also, if you aren't going to drink and then it's an open bar and you go, actually, I'm going to get fucked up. I'm like, that's when bad things happen for me.
See, so I said, stick to the plan. If someone's like, it's an open bar, I'm like, well, the rules are off and the game is on. I can't disrespect, you know? Let's party.
I know. I was like, don't do what you normally do at weddings where you're like, oh, it's open bar.
If it is an open bar, I turn into your cousin Larry, who is like a mess. That's what I feel like. I turn into the like, let's take shots. And it's like,
It's like, it's even like the bar was doing this thing, because I would go and get drinks, because like I love a job at a party. And like, I thought it was crazy that I could say any number of drinks and they would do it. Like, it wasn't like one per wristband. You know what I mean?
Can I get 400 vodka sodas poured into a Tupperware, please?
Yeah. And they're like, sure, hold on one sec. I'm like, what?
Where was this karaoke place?
In K-Town.
Oh, that's where the good ones all are.
Yeah, and it was raining. And I said, no one's, like, first of all, I was like, if God is good, I'll get out of this house, okay? Then I get out, and I couldn't believe how many people were there. I said, hello, it's raining. Why aren't you all in bed? That's where I would have been.
Wait, I have to talk to you about a TV show. I forgot.
My God, tell me.
Have you heard of the show Jury Duty?
No.
Okay. So it's on Amazon, but it's technically like Freevee, which is Amazon's like free thing. And it, so there's like a couple commercials that you have to watch in each episode.
Okay.
But it's basically, the premise is, if you had like, say, The Office, but only Pam is an actual receptionist who does not know that everyone else is in this together. So basically they like got this guy, told him it was a jury duty. They were making a documentary about jury duty.
Okay.
But it's been like very thoughtfully thought out. Everyone else is in on the fact that it's a show scripted with a lot of like improvisation.
Oh my God.
And like James Marsden is in it, but like as himself. Because it's like in LA, so it's James Marsden has jury duty, but he like plays a way more dramatic, like kind of douchey version of himself. And the idea is like, the guy, you're gonna cry. I guarantee you're gonna cry. Yeah. Because the guy is like the nicest man ever. And so they give him like, there's so many weird things or like things that anyone, I'd be like, this is where everyone would know I'm a piece of shit, because I would tell everyone that like James Marsden calls the paparazzi on himself to try to get out of jury duty. And because the paparazzi come, they have to be sequestered. And so the only one that like knows, because James Marsden like tells him like, I called them myself, blah, blah, blah. But he never tells anyone. He like, they put a guy in the room next to him because they're sequestered, so that they're like in a hotel next to each other. And it's supposed to be this really like weird, creepy guy who like slips notes under his door, and the guy is just like, will like write him back, and is like they call him the hero. By the end, they're like, you're like, he's the hero of it. Is,
oh my God, this is like Joe Millionaire redone.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really see, because it's like heartfelt but hilarious. It's like by the guys that have did like The Office and are the creators of it. And so it's the bailiff is in on it. The judge is in on it. The lawyers are in on it. And also like the lawyers are actors, but also real lawyers.
Oh, wow.
So that they can really like improvise in. And the case itself is like a Gwyneth Paltrow type person.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who's like suing her poor employee for something. And the lawyer the defense lawyer is supposed to be just so terrible at his job. And like you're going to fucking love it.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
And the characters in it are just like, there's like an old lady who can't stay awake the whole time. And they make him the jury foreperson, and they tell him like, it's your job to keep the jury in order. You have to like, and he is like so sweet to this lady who then takes an Adderall and a fucking edible. And she's like, no worries. I took something to stay awake. And he like doesn't tell anyone, but keeps like checking in on her. It's like,
oh,
you're going to die. I can't say enough good things about it.
Oh my God. I'm going to watch. I need a new show anyway.
It really made me feel like
God is good. The world is good.
Well, I'm like, this guy is just like a genuinely really nice guy.
And you know what? The world is full of them. They really are. They're out there. There are sweet people everywhere.
Yeah, you're going to. And at first I heard the thing, I'm like, that's so fucked up. That's like to do to someone.
Oh, right, right, right. And that's the thing about Joe Millionaire that they did too. They picked the sweetest man, the sweetest, kindest man that by the end, you're just like, it makes you feel good about humanity.
It does. And it doesn't like, they never talk about the reality show, like the fact that it's, that he, like, it's like watching The Office. Like, when the characters are talking, because it's mockumentary style, they stay in character the entire time until.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
It's so good. It really, and it's like quick, 8 episodes.
I'm going to watch it.
30 minutes.
Damn.
And I watched the new Scream last night.
The new what?
The new Scream, Scream 6.
Oh, Scream. You like Scream?
Love it.
Oh my God. You love it.
I love Scream.
You're obsessed.
And the new one? 10s across the board.
I've never seen 10s across?
Because
I've never seen one Scream.
Well, it's like heavy slasher, but it's not scary because it's like,
okay,
they're very in on
the joke.
And it's like, so like first Scream happens and then Scream 2 is supposed to be that they made a movie called Stab about the people in Scream. And so people are like obsessed with the movies, and so that's what like kind of leads them all along. And so Courtney Cox is in all 7.
Wow.
David Arquette is in, spoiler alert, dies in the reboot, Scream 5.
Oh, the reboot.
It's just like, and then
they married or they were married?
So they met. They weren't married in Scream 1. They, because Courtney Cox is supposed to be like he's like the detective and she's the newswoman who's like a bitch. But Jesse, we're going to have a day where we just get high and we watch all the Screams, because you have to watch them all to really appreciate the callbacks.
Okay.
And the like one liners that they say, because they get like more bad bitch as they go on.
Yeah.
And so it'll be like, are you sure you want to fuck? Because every movie's a different killer, because it's someone else has this idea that they want to take over the like. And the new ones are Jenna Ortega, like Wednesday.
Right.
And this other girl who you would definitely recognize. It's just good old fashioned like horror, but funny with a
twist.
With a twist, because it's, I love it. I love the one-liners.
Okay.
And it brings me to my slasher movie idea.
You have an idea.
I have an idea for a movie.
And it's a slasher?
Okay, it is a cross between a theater camp movie.
Yes, already yes.
Like a campy theater camp movie.
Yeah.
And a campy slasher. So there's a slasher at the theater camp.
Okay.
And it's called Slashay Away.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I love Scream. I'm a Scream head.
Wow.
What can I say?
That's fun.
And the last one takes place in New York City.
No.
And also, like, the third one is supposed to be they're making a movie, like, they're they're making a movie about the people in it. So, like, Gail Weathers, who's Courtney Cox's character. Okay. It's like Courtney Cox is in it as Gail Weathers, but then Parker Posey is in it as a Hollywood actress playing Gail Weathers. And they
That's funny.
Parker Posey's like fucking hysterical.
Oh my God.
But anyway, the Adderall kicked in. Can you tell?
Damn. I'm like, also, I need some. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, that is. That's impressive. I have to watch something to give me joy. I'm not watching. What am I? Nothing. I'm watching nothing.
Watch Jury Duty.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're going to have a scream day. I think we can do three in a day.
I love that. We're doing it. You also, you got to see my kitchen. I've redone it.
Oh.
I've redone the whole kitchen. That's, I guess, what I've been doing pretty much. And then I've been watching Game of Thrones, but.
Which I guess there's gay sex. Jesse texted me after our last recording.
He did.
And there was a gay sex scene.
Yeah, there is. And I said, okay. And actually, I thought it was, I said, this is going to be good for a Hallmark because the one guy was shaving the other guy.
Weird.
No, but then before they like, it was kind of hot. I was like, okay.
I don't think I would want someone to shave my face.
Well, me neither. Because at first I was scared that he was going to kill him because it's like a knife that close. I don't love that part. But then it did get cute.
What are you up to this that part. Weekend?
This weekend, what am I up to this weekend? Oh, I'm going to see a friend that I haven't seen since college who we're going to get brunch, who now works at my gym. So I'm excited about that.
Oh.
It's going to be so fun. So I'm doing that. And I also haven't had brunch in a while. Like, I guess I just skip brunch because it's too much of a social event. So she's like, where should we get brunch? I'm like, I actually have no idea. I know where we could get a very early dinner. So I'm doing that.
I used to work brunch so much that going to brunch still...
It's haunting.
...is a little much. Still going to restaurants for me, still.
Hard.
Is like, I have to sit facing the wall because I get too...
Yeah.
...distracted.
Wow, that makes sense. I think... I don't like waiting also brunch when there's like a line. I'm like, fuck it. Like, I don't want to wait. It's like, yeah. I'm annoyed.
When I was working at Westville and there'd be like 50 people standing outside waiting, I'd be like, what?
What are you guys doing? Yeah, it's psychotic.
It's fucking like eggs and some asparagus.
Toast. Like, stop. I know. So, but I am like, look at me young again. Young again, literally getting brunch. And then who knows what else I'm doing, really. This week was so busy for me that today I'm like, do I just need to sleep all day tomorrow? I'm not sure. I really am not.
I'm going to an improv show tonight.
I'm sorry. The connection cut out. What did you say? Are you going to be in it or you're watching it?
Which is better? I'm watching it.
Oh my God.
Well, honestly, as a superstar, doing improv isn't fair anymore. It'll distract from the crowd.
It'll distract. It's not right. It's not right.
No, it is to my friends. It is like if I have to go to improv, it's like this is like what I
like.
Yeah, it's like a queer improv thing. It's been, you know, friends since 10 years ago. So
I don't know. I went to see one of my friends who it's fun when friends are getting into improv now. When I was like, oh, that, you know,
who do you have for that? And who are you friends with that's getting into improv now?
My friend Cut Tina ties is
immediately.
I love Tina, and she just made a team at the Magnet.
Cut ties immediately.
And I went to go see her show, and, like, she's great. And it's just funny because, like, the other teams, you know, there's always a few people that, like, start a scene being like, who put the penis on the board? And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Why is this man speaking? But...
Nothing
isn't
is
that
worse.
Improv.
A straight man with all the confidence in the world. And you're like, oh, where did it come from, this confidence?
Why do you think that you should have it?
You shouldn't have it.
No.
That's why I'm mean to people. Because I feel they need to be brought back up.
Right, right.
I feel like the world shit on me enough that I developed a sense of humor.
Right.
And that's all I'm trying to do for other people.
I also am trying to do that. I like people say, I'm always like, if you invite me to your comedy show, please don't watch my face or be offended. I don't laugh because I'm thinking so much.
Or ask me what I think of it after.
Because I'm thinking so much during it. And like I used to coach improv for years. I coached it. And so like I analyze and I sit there and I'll just like someone will initiate something and I'll be like, really? Is that?
Yeah.
To the height of your intelligence, especially when it's like, I mean, I can't explain to you that when I went, there was like a few scenes that were literally about men talking about penises, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like when someone comes out and they're like, oh my God, when did we buy a house on the moon? And then someone else comes out and they're like, Suzanne, did you forget to take your pills? This isn't the moon.
I know.
We're back at home. Oh, okay.
And that person's like, oh, cool. I'm going to go jump off a window.
Yeah.
So have fun is what I'm trying to say, because it's going to be the best. Well, it could be.
It is crazy how much our lives at one point revolved around improv.
I know. How like excited I was about all of it.
I really thought it was gonna. I mean, here's the thing. Without improv, neither of us would be where we are. Let's be real.
That's true. That is true. And it is a beautiful, like, it's a really cool, beautiful art form. It really is. Like, it's magical when it works. When it works, it's like the coolest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. And you can't believe that many people can be on the same page without talking about the page they're on. But when it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah. And I mean,
and that's
when it's with people you like, really like, it is one of the most fun things to do if it's going well.
Oh my God. You know what I was telling someone the other day is like, yeah, it was the first time in my life I did something I had to be present.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it was also magical because I was present for the first time in my life.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But then when you learn that you just start wanting to be present, you know, you don't have to be doing improv to do that. You could, but, you know, you don't have to.
I haven't been present in years, but
a good improv set will bring you right back.
That is actually what I miss sometimes about, like, working at restaurants, too, actually, is like on a really busy shift. I'm like, it would force you to be so present that I'd be like,
can't think about your worries.
It's been 8 hours and I haven't thought about why I want to kill myself today.
Yeah, it's like, it's very, there's like a nice part of that. And the trick is like, how can you stay present? What can you do that feels present?
Heroin.
Heroin is really the answer. Sometimes I miss it. Like, I would love to do a show, an improv show.
I mean, I feel like I miss it as well. I feel like we are amazing together.
Should we do a two-prov show?
Well, I kind of feel like what we do with Hallmarks is...
Well, yeah, that is what we do.
The epitome of...
Two-prov.
Of good improv, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we go through a whole it's impressive. Mind you, I was never accepted on a fucking house team.
Well,
callbacks on callbacks, but she never got a fucking...
Callback.
No, I got callbacks.
Oh.
But I never got on a team.
On a team. Well, this doesn't mean anything. And some of my favorite teams was like even the teams that I formed when outside of that, you know. Did you ever do chair prov?
I think I did, actually.
Chair prov was like my fucking bread and butter because it's when you do improv essentially sitting the whole time.
Oh, it's my favorite thing, yes.
Yeah.
Park bench.
But oh man. And you just sit and you just talk. And I was like, this is the fucking best.
Yeah.
Like I love it. I miss it. I love it to death, you know?
Loved it so hard it basically did die.
I know. And it killed me.
I got an air fryer.
No.
Yeah.
That's fun. I have mine and I haven't used it in a while, but it's so fun, like, especially with vegetables. Damn, you can't miss.
I do. I love an air fryer. It's genius.
It's so smart.
Can I tell you, last night I was like, I want to eat something. I'm going to make a little ham sandwich.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I put the mayo on the bread, popped it in the air fryer, took it out, put the ham on it, put some Parmesan cheese shaved on there, popped it back in the air fryer so it would melt, toast up a bit. It was like I was having a fucking sandwich in Rome. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Ciao bello. Ciao bello, is that right?
I don't know.
I almost said, I panicked. I said, wait, my Italian, I'm actually not Italian. Did you know that?
I actually am, but famously have not been.
You've never been to Italy?
No.
Oh my God. You have to. I think Italy is one of the most magical places in the entire world.
Have you been? I was going to try to think of a shitty city, but I didn't want to offend anyone. Oh. So I know I want to go, obviously.
You're going to love it. I want to go back. It's one of those places that I'm like, I want to go back. I don't care that I've been. I need to go back.
I've always wanted to go to Venice.
Yeah. Venice is beautiful. It is a little, like, if you ask me, it's one of those, like, kind of touristy places that you're like, it's a little gimmicky. Like, it's fun. It's fun. But I don't think you need to spend that long there. It's very expensive. It's like, but there are places in Italy that are just downright gorgeous.
My favorite book is like a 10, 11, 12 year old was this book that took place. It was like kids that lived on the street, like they lived together in an abandoned theater in Venice.
Hell yeah.
And I used to like fantasize about going to Venice.
I love that. I one time became friends with, when I was in Venice, no, excuse me, when I was in Italy, I was in Sorrento, I became friends with this woman who owned like a souvenir store. There was like a, I don't remember, her brother had a restaurant. And I remember they were like, come back next year and you can work here. And I was like, how do I actually make that happen? It would have been dope.
You should have stayed in touch with her.
Yeah, I tried. It was like one of those things where I don't know if it was just this Italian woman where it was like, how do I email you? She's like, don't, just come back and see me. I'm like, that's very loose planning for me.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, so you weren't into this.
Yeah, it feels like, and I think it like in her, I really loved her. I think in her mind, she was just like, I don't have an email. She's like, just come see me. She's like, I'll keep my word. I'm like, ooh.
I bet she's still there.
I bet.
Unless the place closed during COVID.
Don't say that. Don't you dare say that. But yeah, I got to go back. It's so gorgeous. And to Greece. I want to go to Greece.
I know. I've never been to Greece either.
I went when I was a little younger, but I want to go again. I feel like sometimes when you travel, when you're in your early 20s, I didn't take things in as much. I was so poor. It was like I wasn't really experiencing things. So I want to do it all again.
Yeah. When I was like 16, I went to Germany and France, and that's where I'm like, I didn't really.
You didn't go. So it's like, yeah, you got to go back.
Yeah.
Maybe we plan a trip.
I want to go on a train ride through Europa.
What's that?
Europe.
Oh, you said Europa? Europa.
Yeah, it's a fun way to say Europe.
Oh, fun. You want to go on a... Yeah, you can... Their train system is great.
What's your favorite type of public transit?
In Europe?
No, okay, ready? You have to get on either right now. A bus, a plane, or a train.
Train.
Same.
Yeah, because like there's no airport security, which is a nightmare. There's no, like, I love a train because you can work on a train. There's normally, like, a little table. It's just, like, so nice. And it's, like, you can fall asleep if you need. A bus is a nightmare. I'd rather never be on a bus again, especially for a long time.
Yeah, same.
So, yeah, I love a train.
We should take a train together sometime.
That would be so fun.
Is that crazy?
No. I think we should train more. You and I don't train.
I know. Vocally.
Vocally. I would sing on a train. I would be a conductor on a train. I could be fun on a train.
Green eggs and ham. It sounds like you're saying a Dr. Seuss poem.
And I am.
Sam, I am.
And I am, I am.
Jam, I am.
Exactly. I'm like, it could be fun.
All right. Well, you know what else is fun?
Well,
reconnecting with yourselves, which is what I'm going to tell you guys to go do.
You. Go do that, you guys. Go talk to you.
Okay, because we love you. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.